What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are whole once again. Jack back with the show, which
the
means
back together.
The top five at five gets back to its correct form. Here we go.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
You're shaking your head at me for.
No, I forgot to put in. I forgot to, until I was scrambling right when we got back from break, to put it all in the system. I forgot I had to do that. You know what I
do
mean?
Do what?
Like, put it on the board. The open and the music there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, because usually, you know, Chickies the last 3 weeks, haven't had to do it. So it took me a little bit.
You excited to do this?
Yeah, of course. Do you think people are more excited that Jalen was back under center on Sunday, or I'm back on the top five?
Oh, I can tell you.
Jalen was back under center Sunday.
Well, because my lotta said the band was back together, and I thought he was talking about the afternoon show.
Yeah.
I was like, appreciate it. So, what I have for you today, the top five worst things that Spike has done to the afternoon show, because it's a growing list by the week, and there's a lot that happened during the time that I was off that needs to be addressed.
You're just trying to gain favor with the listeners who hate me.
Always. Yeah. Always. Number five is the propping up of backup quarterbacks that criticize Jalen.
All right. Already starting with this.
Chase Daniel. Who's next? Who's next on your little master plan to
Ryan Fitzpatrick. But he was a starter.
Orlovsky, who now in this week people like because he's blaming the coaching and not the quarterback.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to say this every time you do it. I am not the person who does this. I get to work and Jack's like, hey, I have sound from Chase Daniel. And I listen to it, I would decide whether to play it or not. I am not the one who hunts down backup quarterback sound about Jalen Hurts.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Not what the listeners think. Number four, the fourth worst thing that Spike has done to the afternoon show is bringing his own tape breakdowns to Baldy. Now, this has been a reoccurring thing. Spike will bring up his take, and Baldy will immediately shoot it down. There's two football guys in the show. Baldy and Ike.
Yep.
It's an A-B conversation. Sometimes you get to see yourself out of it.
So the thing is, it's not the tape thing with Baldy. I know he's the tapesman, but he doesn't even recognize, like, he denies even things that I say that I believe are even facts.
I know. So we should test them.
Oh, really? Say something that we know to be true to see if he'll...
Just to disagree with you to disagree.
Yeah, I understood why Mike Lombardi did that, because he sounded like he wanted to kill me all the time.
Yes, and the process. By the way, Mike Lombardi still going on with McAfee, which is sickening.
Yeah, I know. And he bailed from our show.
Wow.
Yes.
That's not good, Mike.
No, not good.
Remember the show that put you in that position, Mike?
That's right.
This show.
This show put him in that position.
I think Baldy and I are cool. It's just like, it's very clear that Baldy does not want to hear from me about football.
I think that is being made obvious.
I'm not sure if that's true.
Well, I'm pretty sure. But in fairness, if I was Baldy, would I want to hear from me about football? Maybe not. He's the expert. But then again, when you disagree with him, he didn't want to hear about you football either.
Yeah,
so
just, not just relegated to you.
Yeah.
I haven't disagreed with him since.
Yeah.
That feels like 2 years ago, the Brazil game.
Yeah.
First week of the season. Yeah.
Forever.
That was actually awesome. Somebody played that while Jack was... Buzz.
Buzz did awkward moments.
Awkward moments. And I hadn't heard it since then.
And by the way, I was right.
Yes, of course you were right.
Oh, you're the best.
Yeah.
You're 100% right. The third worst thing that Spike has done to the afternoon show is just the uptick in D talk on this show. I know Val doesn't listen to the show.
She does not.
But Renee and Jill and our families,
they will occasionally, yes, listen.
And look at the Landetta mess. From that, look at that guy. That's a legend. And it was just so disrespectful. On Packers Week.
All right, enough out of you. You really are kissing up to a certain segment of the audience right now.
I will say this, and I'm not blaming Spike, but it does coincide with you arriving here.
Like, well, look, here's the
truth. It has paid off, and
it has.
People listen to the last.
Yes, number one afternoon show.
Yeah, you know,
big sponsorship.
We were number one before you came,
but number one. Even bigger now. So, yes, I guess you were number one without me.
Yeah.
But
I've only lost one book.
In my
entire run here.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
well, I'm undefeated.
Well, hey, but small sample size.
Yeah, it's very true. Well, very true.
Some of us have been here through the mud.
Yes, you sure have. You have.
I'm literally riding everyone's coattails. I got here right on time.
The Super Bowl run? I grew up listening to Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the kind of guy. I'm just trying to have a little fun.
Oh no, it's awesome.
You know,
I'm reminded time to time when you're out.
Yes, that is.
But that there aren't just guys listening to the show.
Right.
Yes. and some of the guys are people that go to the same church I go to.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's kids that listen to the show. Yes, yes.
Well, I try to keep
it. I forget when we're in the moment, but then I'm reminded later.
Yes.
Well, I do know this. If I was the program director of me,
yes,
I would be on edge.
Oh, yes. Can you imagine Spike?
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah. I would. Well, when I was the morning show in New York is way worse than I am. And when I got there, I was like, what are these guys doing? And then eventually I just got numb to it and I stopped talking to them about it. I would say once every 6 months I would go into the producer. I'd be like, hey, you can't say that, you know?
Yeah.
It would be a nightmare. I would not want to be the program director of me.
The second worst thing that Spike has done to the afternoon show, and this is a big offense, and this is one that it's been brewing under the surface, and I hope that we can remedy soon. But you lost Chuck and Mount Airy. And you see, they're showing the clip of Seth and him. Oh, it's damn near going viral. That was our guy.
Yeah,
I gave him a compliment earlier. I said it was on Chuck's side. I said he was right.
That was our guy.
Wait a minute.
Cultivated Chuck and turned him into who Chuck is. I can handle losing a lot of our callers. I need Chuck back.
Here's the thing, Jack. First of all, Chuck called last week.
Yes. He picks and chooses.
And we had a good conversation. Yes. Second thing, I was a huge Chuck fan when I was program director. And here's the other thing.
I know you were.
Here's the other thing.
That's old Spike, though.
Didn't Ike battle with Chuck at a certain point and lose Chuck for a little bit?
Yeah, and he told me I sucked.
Yes.
You know? But, you know, this has been a real prolonged absence from Chuck.
It's really not an absence. He calls us all the time.
I just don't need the morning show profiting off of what we built.
Well, I agree with that.
That's down you got to the
because
bottom
line. Because what is
of
the
it?
Motto?
Yes.
What is the motto of this is not you guys. This is without anyone but the morning show, right? Just kidding.
Just kidding.
But the worst thing that Spike has done to the afternoon show is that you brought in Honest Jack. And there's a lot of people yesterday saying they missed Honest Jack when real Jack was brought in.
The worst thing I did is Honest Jack?
Well, because now people want more Honest Jack.
They do.
And less of real Jack.
Well, I don't think they want less real Jack. I just think they want more Honest Jack.
Okay, good.
You know, Honest Jack, look, in your honor, and it shows that he really is Honest Jack, he cooked me and Ike, Honest Jack.
He did.
Usually does, yeah.
Yeah.
Honest, he was, like, frighteningly accurate.
Well, see, that's why he's accurate. Honest Jack. Of course you'd agree with Honest Jack. Honest Jack cooked me both times.
He did.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, no, he did.
Called me Nepo Baby, my dad got me my job, no talent.
Now, he was pretty angry.
Yeah, he was.
And Honest sometimes can be angry.
Yes, so. Yes.
But I'm just saying.
All right.
I can't be replaced. I got two kids now.
I'm not trying to replace you with Honest Jack. I like Liar Jack more than Honest Jack.
He's trying to make sure he's not getting replaced.
This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale. Get 40% off all windows and doors through January. Call 877-GO-GUIDER or visit goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Look, see, here he is. Chuck from Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, man, I'll just say this, right? First of all, I want to say Jack, Honest Jack is a great bit, okay? And I love Honest Jack, but I love Jack more. I just want to say that. He's more personal. Well, Honest Jack is kind of evil, man.
Yeah,
he's like a robot.
Week, yeah. He's not a robot.
Yeah, he's like a cyborg or something, man. It's just kind of creepy, you know what I mean? But I like Honest Jack. Honest Jack is a man. Listen, can I say this real quick, though, right? I've been getting ripped on social media. My son told me on Twitter. And, yeah, I've been getting ripped, man.
Oh, for the Seth Joyner thing?
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? And they sitting well with me because I didn't come off from a negative place. But I like to say this, right? Anybody out there who felt like I, you know, to all y'all professional ass kissers out there, I just want to say I do apologize. I apologize to Steph, and I apologize to WIP, and I apologize to you guys.
You don't have to apologize.
No. Chuck.
What are you apologizing for?
Chuck, I said earlier on the show, I thought you were right. I thought you were in the right in that conversation. I thought you were the right side of it. Yes.
That means a lot coming from you, because all I was trying to say is, listen, Steph Mike, listen, I'm not going to pretend to know more football than Steph Joyner. You know what I'm saying? I will never do that. And I got nothing but love and respect for Steph and everything he's done and accomplished in his league. But what I'm saying is this, right? Seth can't tell us we're ungrateful. That just didn't sit well with me. Simple as that. You know what I mean? We are not ungrateful. You know, it was a time when we didn't have a Super Bowl ring, and this team struggled, and we were fans through and through. And that Veterans Stadium and that Lincoln Financial Field was always sold out, and that parking lot was always filled. So to be like we ungrateful, we need to appreciate where we're at. Come on, man. You know what I mean? It just didn't sit well with me. So, you know, all you people out there who felt like I came at Steph, all the great Steph Joyner, I dare you come at him. Yeah, I apologize. I leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? But this game Sunday, I'm just going to say this, right? You know, I know the Rams are fighting for something more than just a football game. I get that. But when you get on that football field and it's 25 degrees out there, and you got big old Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, Mekhi Becton, and Lane Dickerson, and Cam Jurgens leaning on you, yeah, that hurt after a while. And then you get tired. And that's what I'm counting on Sunday. Those we're going to ride this offensive line and this defense to the Super Bowl. And that's just as simple as that. And one more thing, right? Nobody's talking about this. But Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown, there's not enough room in that stadium for those two if they don't win the Super Bowl this year. That's all. I'm going to leave it at that. One of those guys is going to be out of here. And A.J. might, I'm telling you, he might request a trade. Because there's so much frustration I see in A.J., you know what I mean, that is, you know, you don't really see. But this guy is frustrating the hell out of A.J. Brown with his play, you know. And people say, oh, he don't run four routes. He don't run his routes to the fullest capacity. Oh, he don't come back to the ball. You know, after a while, you get tired of doing all that. You know you're not even getting looked at on the field. I'm not saying it's right. But
yeah.
They only run room for one of them going forward. And I just see a lot of frustration there. And there's been some stuff that has come up. And we sweep it under the rug because of the season.
Yep.
After a while, that's going to blow up, man. I don't think there's enough room in the city for both of them. Y'all got a great show. Go Birds. Let's go. Love y'all. Peace.
All right, Chuck.
All right, Chuck. Great call.
Wow, look at me and Chuck having a civil conversation.
There you go. It's possible.
That was a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
It's possible. I will say this. I think we all as fans realize stuff could be potentially bubbling beneath the surface, and we want to just look the other way because Chuck's right. We're in the middle of a season. Like we're at the crunch time of the season. This is what we've been waiting for. And so you don't want anything to disturb that. And I don't believe they do either. But I think sometimes it's for the sake of the team. But when the season is over with, you never know how somebody's true feelings may come out at that time. Here's the thing that I'll say about that, man. I think these two guys, and it's unfortunate for them that we can sometimes focus on their relationship, right? Or even individually. But the bottom line is these are the two guys that are sort of confusing at times, can be perplexed at times, can even be complex at times. Like, right? Like, I feel like we walk on eggshells with AJ because we want to make sure he's happy and he's in a good place mentally. And I'm good with that. I think that's us as a fan base sort of nurturing what we have here with AJ. And even with Jalen, I think we feel that way for the most part. But there's less question about AJ's ability than it is Jalen's ability.
Yes.
It's always more or less, is he happy? Is he content with his role, not getting the ball at times, with the way this offense is? It's never about how good is he, right? I think everybody considers AJ a top three wide receiver in football. I put him on Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson. Those three guys, those are the top three wide receivers in football to me. But with Jalen, at that position, he's just – the position, it just comes with the territory. Your play is under the microscope, and you have the most impact at times on the game. You can affect the game in a positive or negative way. AJ, unless he drops the ball, isn't really – or catches the ball, he's not really affecting the game.
Negatively.
Yeah, negatively. He's just not.
No.
But with Jalen, you can go through every passing play, and if it's not successful, you're saying, okay, did he go to the right place with the ball? Did he get rid of it? So I just, you know, when I was thinking about this yesterday on the way home, I'm like, why can't we just have a team that we just like without...
Just normal.
Yeah, just normal. Yeah. Just, you know, it's one thing to be critical of game plan, those types of things, but it never feels good when it's like we question whether or not is he the guy?
Right.
Right? Because that's what we get caught up in at times, right? Like, is he the guy?
Well, the interesting thing about...
And I'm speaking about Jalen.
About Jalen.
That's not AJ.
No.
We know AJ is the guy.
Those two guys, one of the other interesting dynamics about them is personality-wise, they are so different.
That is true.
That we know... And I think this is why... Look, AJ, like a lot of wide receivers can be sort of temperamental. I mean, mm-hmm. that's the way receivers are. But I think we always sort of know exactly what AJ's thinking.
Yep.
You know, maybe to his public detriment sometimes, but I think that is a good thing about him. We never know what Jalen's thinking.
It's true.
So we assign, I think sometimes the discontent can be assigned to AJ if there's discontent because we know it from AJ. And Jalen, it just seems like it's happening to him as opposed to him being part of it.
Part of it, right.
And then look, I don't want to have a whole long conversation about who they'd keep, so on and so forth.
Yeah, because neither one of them is going anywhere.
No, but you know, Buffalo had to make a decision chose to make a decision in this offseason and said, hey, that Diggs is easier for us to move forward without our star wide receiver than it is without our star quarterback, and we're going to make this decision. And it worked out for them,
yep.
Right? So if this season ends badly, and as far as AJ requesting a trade, if you remember...
Nah, I don't see it.
I don't see it, but nope. If you remember last offseason... He did a couple of podcasts right after the season where he would, because this sort of built up to when you guys had him on the show, mm-hmm. It wasn't just Jack coming up with an idea, the trade idea. Mm-hmm. It was building all week. It was him going on podcasts and they asked him about, are you going to be there? And I think he gave a, you know, we'll see answer or something like. Now, he also hadn't been paid, so maybe it was about being paid. So I have no idea. But if
you fraud Vrabel's trying to get him.
Oh, I heard that. Yeah. I saw that. Yeah. When
hands off.
If you
in New England?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you ask me, if we just said if they lose on Sunday and Jalen's line looks like it did this past Sunday, mm-hmm. we know how we would feel. But if they lose and AJ has three targets and one catch,
ooh Lord.
You're telling me?
Ooh Lord.
Like he's not. We're not having a quiet week.
You won't
week
be reading
from,
the book then. I bet you that much.
No, certainly not that book. Might be a different book. Not that book.
And by the way, I think I'd have to be with him on that. If AJ only got three targets and one catch and we lose?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that either.
No.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that either.
And this isn't I'm not comparing the two, but if you're AJ and you're like, well, they just can't get me the ball, can't get me the ball, can't get me. They give you all these reasons why they can't get you the ball. And then Pickett plays 1 week and you get 15 targets and nine catches. Right. You're just like, well, I can think of what could be the reason why I'm not getting the ball. So who knows what happens if that. And I don't.
But don't worry, Spike. It's not going
to
happen.
I would love for it to not happen.
Nick Sirianni spoke about AJ today.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah. Do you have that, Jack? Can we play that? You want to play it now? So, morning show has Nick Sirianni on every week, and they asked him about AJ and his book this morning, and here's what he said.
We don't do any research to figure out why, how long he's been doing it, why he's doing it, what he's reading. I mean, he's not reading a romance novel on the sideline. Like, you know, whatever he's, you know, yeah. We don't do any research, and we jump to a conclusion of, oh, he must be disgruntled. That to me is lazy, and everyone needs to figure out why he's doing it before they jump to judgment on the man, because the man, AJ Brown, is a great, 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 great person. The man, AJ Brown, is the best receiver that, and I'll say it without hesitation, is the best receiver that this city's ever seen. The man, AJ Brown, is one of the best teammates that in the world to his guys. Not just the best receiver, the one of the best teammates. This guy is top notch. There's a reason he's done all the things he can do, and I love AJ Brown. And it's hard for me to watch when people are getting on him without doing the proper research of who the man is and what he's doing in the first place.
Can I ask something? Nobody was getting on AJ Brown. Did you notice any? I noticed hardly any negative reaction to it.
Yeah, I think people obviously and rightfully so had conversations about AJ reading a book.
Sure.
On the sideline.
It seemed like everybody was laughing about it.
Listening yesterday, I didn't hear anybody making some major ordeal about AJ reading on the sideline. I think most people were just like, that seemed kind of odd.
Yes,
what was he reading? Yeah.
Might have been more national.
Yeah.
Maybe
because of Greg Jennings.
Or is that? Yeah, that's Greg
Jennings. That was Greg Jennings.
I was getting in James Jones.
Okay.
What did Greg Jennings say?
He was just like, if I was a teammate and I saw that, I wouldn't have been nappy about it. I think that's what he was talking about. I had just one pushback with Coach with all that AJ love.
Yeah.
The best receiver the city has ever seen? Yeah, one in the Hall of Fame already. And Harold Carmichael.
Harold Carmichael.
Yes. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Tommy McDonald was a wide receiver, right?
Mm-hmm.
Another one in the Hall of Fame. Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just saying, Mike Quick was pretty damn good before his injuries. 7 years of playing, 5 Pro Bowls and a few All Pros in there. In the era where you were going up against Jerry Rice and Sterling Sharp and Michael Irvin, Mike Quick was in that conversation with those guys too. So I love AJ too. I love AJ too, but he's been here 2.5 years, 3 years. Like, that's your little respect to the gold jacket.
Alshon won a Super Bowl.
All right.
Alshon won a Super Bowl.
So I guess what.
He's better than Alshon, yes.
So I guess what you're saying to Nick is if we should do our research about the book, maybe Nick should do his research about Eagles wide receivers before he shoots off at the mouth, you know?
I guess that's one way to put it. But I understand he was in the moment. I'm just saying, he got a couple guys with gold jackets walking around, man.
Dude,
I don't like the fact. And I still think Harold's number should be retired, by the way.
You know when.
Yes. Been worn by N'Kobe now.
Yeah.
Alshon.
Yeah.
You know when Sirianni, before he went in an interview, he was like, as soon as they ask me about the book, I am going to.
I'm unloading.
Give it
also,
to them.
Also, what research are we supposed to do? It's the first time we've seen him bring a book out.
Yeah.
We want to text AJ?
Yeah. Yeah, what's the research?
Hey, what?
Twitter?
Yeah, it's like there's not.
Find a picture of him on the sideline in Washington.
Yeah. Unbelievable. All right.
Assistant Coach of the Year, Jonathan Gannon.
Harold Carmichael got a gold jacket.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. Hey, I got a gold jacket.
All right. Coming up next, we got two things. First, we'll talk to you, of course. But Sean McVay talked yesterday after the game about playing the Eagles again. And Adam Schefter's report on the potential new, very high-profile potential Dallas Cowboys head coach. We will talk about that all next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right. Super Bowl is right around the corner. So, what's the plan? Are you going to do the same thing you normally do every year? Or are you ready to step it up and try something even better? I'm talking about having a chance to experience a Super Bowl like no other at the Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest. Now, that's coming up February 9th at Lincoln Financial Field. Here's what you get. You get exclusive access to the stadium where your favorite players have made history. You get a chance to meet the game's most legendary players, all while enjoying live music and crushing some game day bites. You also know that Super Bowl only comes around once a year. So who's ready to celebrate bigger than ever before? Tickets are going fast, everybody. Don't miss out. You need to visit your local Verizon store and find out about these free tickets today. Must be 18 years or older to attend. Additional terms and conditions apply. See VerizonFanFest.com for details.